Okay, well, we have someone else now.
Okay. You can talk to Spike, who's angry, Prudence, who's sensible, or Obadiah, who's miserable.
Let's talk to Prudence.
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
I'm Prudence.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm good, thanks.
So, what have you been doing today?
Today I've just literally got out of bed and had breakfast and ironed my clothes and had a shower and came to work. It's still early in the morning.
Oh, well, for me it's quite late in the morning. I've been up for quite some time.
Oh.
So, do you normally have an organised approach to your day?
Not often.
Oh.
I think I need to be more organised.
Yes, maybe you do.
Maybe I do.
And what do you think would happen if you were more organised?
I could probably be more productive, but then work would be less fun.
But is work supposed to be fun? You should be working when you're at work.
But you should enjoy your work, otherwise you won't want to be at work.
Okay, I see. And so what do you do at your work?
I read papers, I carry out experiments, I go for long lunches.
And do you have an organised approach to your experiments?
You have to have an organised approach to experiments.
So tell me something about your experiments.
We look at what's going on in the brain using TMS, mm-hmm. which is sort of a method of probing how active sort of pathways and stuff to the muscles are in the brain. So we systematically try to find ways to increase the strength of certain pathways.
That sounds very interesting.
It is interesting.
And do you enjoy this work?
I do. Most of the time. Some of the time. Yeah, no, I do. I do.
And why only some of the time?
No. I enjoy it more than some of the time. But as I say, the last month has just been slightly frustrating because things haven't been working out and pilot studies haven't been working out and you can... it can be really annoying, I guess. But then, as I say, something happens and things start to go good and you just get so excited about it again. So sometimes it can be a bit like a roller coaster.
Mm-hmm. Well, if things go wrong sometimes and then go well sometimes, do you have contingency plans for when things go wrong?
Of course you do. Well, you just have to see what's gone wrong and see how to fix it. You can't really plan for things go wrong because it's not foreseeable.
Mm-hmm.
It's not you don't know when things are going to go wrong. If you did, they wouldn't go wrong.
Well, that's true. But then if you were more organised in your approach, maybe things would go wrong less often.
No, because I completely disagree with you, because if you... The things that go wrong, you can't predict that they're going to go wrong, because at the end of the day, what you're doing hasn't been done before, so nobody really knows what's going to happen. If it was already known, you wouldn't have to do it.
I see. Well, you seem to have quite a sensible approach then to your work.
Sometimes.
Sometimes not?
Sometimes not, no. Sometimes not. Well, no. I think it's good about a balance. Get an overall balance. Some days I could work 7 days a week, and then other weeks, like this week, I'd be in Botanic Gardens by lunchtime, if the weather's nice.
Well, it is good to have a little bit of balance, as long as you spread your work out over a suitable period of time.
No matter how extreme, yeah.
Well, that's good. And tell me something else about what's happening in your life at the moment.
Something that's happening in my life. That's a very open question.
Do you have any plans for your weekend?
No, I'm doing nothing this weekend. I was in London last weekend and I was in Galway the weekend before.
What happened in London?
I was at a conference that was for work. So that was... That was pretty much work. We went over on the Friday and then came back the Saturday and went to talks or whatever. Went out for dinner the Friday night, went out for a few drinks. It was good fun.
And was the conference productive?
It wasn't completely aimed at what we do. Like last year it was, but I couldn't go to that because unfortunately I was supposed to go, but then my last exam was on the same day as it, and that would have been more relevant. But no, it was good. And I'd been in America for a few months and the head of the lab where I was in America was at it, so it was good to talk to him. But an awful lot of it wasn't completely relevant to what we do, but at the same time, they used the sort of same techniques that we do, but applied them to different areas. So it was good. I enjoyed it.
There were some useful things.
Yeah.
And met some interesting people.
Yeah.
Good.
But because of that, I've intentionally made no plans for this weekend.
Time to relax.
Yeah, I just want to do nothing, although I believe it's going to rain.
Well, you can still do nothing indoors.
Yeah.